This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
There's a looming fight at the Texas legislature, the state budget for the next 2 years. The Texas House's version of the budget pulls $2.5 billion from the state's savings account, also known as the Rainy Day Fund. Right now, there's more than $10 billion in that reserve. The Senate, though, says they do not want to pull any of that money out. But before the debate heats up, we got to wondering how all that money got there in the first place. And so did several of our listeners. As part of our Texas Decides series, where we've been answering your questions about the 85th legislative session, we asked KUT's Matt Largy to explain where all that money came from.
First, Rainy Day Fund 101.
It's basically set up to keep the bumps out of, you know, what's a normally bumpy economy.
That's Ross Ramsey, the managing editor at the Texas Tribune.
Well, if you had an automatic deduction from your paycheck, so that, you know, while you were employed, you know, a dime from every dollar or something like that automatically went into your savings account and you didn't even think about it. And that money built up and you had sort of an agreement with yourself not to use it unless you lost your job or something, you know, financially tragic happened in your life. That would be kind of an equivalent to a rainy day fund.
So that's the fund in a nutshell. It's money the state has already earned, but smartly socked away for a rainy day. So why did lawmakers come up with this in the first place? For that, we called up Billy Hamilton.
This is Billy Hamilton.
Hi, Mr. Hamilton. It's Matt Largy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know.
Hamilton is a former state finance official and all-around smart guy. I went to him for the juicy details on why the fund was set up in 1987.
Well, not to make it more boring than it is, but you really have to go back to the late 70s.
Ah, the late 70s. Times were good. Disco was dying, TV's Dallas was coming into its own, and oil prices were through the roof. Thanks to the Iranian Revolution and a few other factors, oil prices hit record highs in 1979. That meant record oil and natural gas tax collections for the state of Texas. And the legislature? You bet they spent it. Yep, everything was great.
Then in 1982-83, oil prices collapsed.
That left the state budget in kind of a predicament. Just like now, lawmakers didn't have the money to continue paying for services. Oil prices did eventually go up again, and by 1987, there was this one guy who learned a lesson from the collapse, this one guy who thought maybe, just maybe, we could protect ourselves from future economic shocks.
And who is he again?
Stan Schleter, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R.
State Representative Stan Schleter had the notion that you could take some of the tax money you collect in good times and use it during bad times.
You know, like squirrels, if you put the nuts away in good times, then you'll have them when times are bad.
Schleter's plan would use oil and natural gas tax collections in 1987 as kind of a benchmark. In future years, anything the state collected above that 1987 amount would get split two ways. Lawmakers could use 25% of it right away, and 75% of it would go into the Economic Stabilization Fund. That's the official name for the Rainy Day Fund. But Hamilton says the Rainy Day Fund wasn't just designed as a savings account. It was also designed to be a check on spending. You put the extra money into a savings account so you can't run out and buy a big screen TV and a yacht in the good times. You know, you kind of have to admire how elegantly the whole thing was set up.
You know, I think you're right. I think he knew what he was trying to achieve. And I mean, it really is a very clear idea.
Now, whether or not this is a rainy day is up to state lawmakers, but just like the 80s, maybe the state's current fiscal problems will lead to new solutions in the future. Matt Largy, KUT News.